threat to his mate walking the earth. That was unacceptable to him and his wolf. He wondered if Taran had any real idea of just how difficult it was for him to simply sit back and wait to go after Daryl. The need to avenge pecked at him constantly, demanding he go dish out his own personal brand of justice. The whole thing was making him restless, giving him that nagging feeling, like the kind he got when there was something he'd forgotten to do. Only this time he knew exactly what he needed to do, and it went totally against his very nature to ignore it. Now that their cars were no longer in sight, Trey headed back to the caves. Dante sighed.
"I've got a feeling that Don will want to know everything that's going on. He'll be pissed to hear his niece was attacked. Do you think Nick will be willing to join us for the battle?" Tao asked Trey. "There's only one way to find out."
As Trey was making his way to the kitchen, he heard the words hussy, disrespectful, and common. Clearly, Greta was taking a pop at Taran again. Then he heard his mate's voice.
"No need to take it out on me that you're so wrinkled you have to screw your hat on."
And just like that, he was smiling.
"Do you see what I have to put up with? She's always talking to me like this," said Greta, outraged,
presumably talking to Don, Nick, and Daryn.
"You know, I hear that bathing nightly in the blood of virgins is scientifically proven to reduce the effects of old age. Maybe you should try it."
Entering the kitchen, Trey went straight to where Taran was perched on the counter and insinuated himself between her swinging legs. He took her mouth in a searing kiss that he hoped told her everything he didn't know how to say. Near her, surrounded by her scent, he could breathe better. It was odd how this tiny little female could anchor him the way she did. She really was the only thing keeping him rational right now, and he wondered if she knew it, felt the weight of that responsibility. Maybe she did, and maybe she felt how close he was to the edge, because she gave him what he hadn't even known he needed until then. She wrapped all of her limbs around him and just held him to her. Chapter 16. Trey was smiling as he made his way to the kitchen four mornings later. Waking up to the feel of his mate's plush lips around his cock could do that to a guy. Entering the room, he found a sight that made him halt. Gritting his teeth, he tore his eyes away and glanced at the people around him. Every member of his pack was there, though none of them had acknowledged his entrance. Each was occupied either with eating, staring into a coffee mug, or toying with a cell phone, as if there wasn't a small pile of gifts in the center of the table. The pack knew better than to mark his birthday in any way, shape, or form. Trey wasn't the celebratory type, and he didn't like being fussed over. It wasn't that he didn't understand why other people would want to mark their own special occasions, it was just that Trey didn't like the whole center of attention thing. His pack knew that. There was only one member who would ignore that and force fun on him. He zoomed in on his little mate, who was sitting on the counter as usual, dipping mini cookies in her coffee. Slowly, he approached her, but she didn't look up until he snatched the mug from her hand.
"Hey!"
whined Taran, not even slightly surprised by Trey's reaction.
"What's all that about?"
He gestured with his thumb at the table behind him.
"What?"
she asked innocently.
"Oh, you mean the gifts."
"Oh, I mean the gifts."
"Well, it's like this. It's your birthday. People get gifts on their birthdays. And we're all nice, kind people who wanted to buy you something."
Trey copied her innocent shrug.
"It's like that, huh?"
"Yes, and you're very welcome." If she hadn't been sure that it would have been taking things too far for Trey, they would all have sung happy birthday as he walked in.
"If people told you that my birthday was today, then they'll have also told you that I don't like to celebrate it. So why exactly have you ignored that?"
"Let me ask you something. If it had been my birthday, would you have ignored it?"
"If you had wanted me to, then yes, I would have," he lied.
"I hope you're not going to make a habit of talking out of your ass, because liars go to hell."
Gripping him by the shirt, she pulled him to stand between her legs. "Come on, Trey, it's only a few gifts and then a fun day out."
"No."
She followed after him as he stalked out of the room. Once in the tunnel, she leaped onto his back.
"Can't you see I took pity on you? There are no banners or balloons and nobody saying anything. His response was a Ryan-like grunt. Would you like to see what I bought for you? Aren't you just a little curious? He was, but he couldn't let her know that. She'd pounce on that weakness and use it against him. How about we make a deal? She proposed, as they neared his office, which she knew he had every intention of locking himself in.
No deals, Taryn.
That's a shame, she said, as she slid down his back, exhaling a heavy sigh. It means I went to Victoria's Secret for nothing. She watched in satisfaction as he stopped still, with his hand on the doorknob.
Victoria's Secret? He repeated, without turning.
Yeah, but never mind. She went to return to the kitchen, but then he spoke.
Out of curiosity,
she twirled to see that he was still facing the office door. Well, I bought this kinky little baby doll, all black lace like the one I tried on that time when I was tormenting you. He cleared his throat.
Black lace?
Yeah. She took a few steps toward the kitchen, knowing what was coming next.
What was this deal you had in mind?
He called after her as he finally turned. He was well aware that she had played him, but only an idiot would miss out on this. She faced him and shrugged. I was just going to propose that if you try to enjoy yourself and celebrate your birthday with us, then later, for one whole hour, I'll let you do whatever you want to me. I'll be kind of like your sex toy. His cock jerked, and he quickly began to harden.
Anything I want?
The look in his eyes told her that she was going to regret this, but Taryn was determined to make him learn to enjoy himself a little, and she wasn't above using sexual bribes to do it. Anything you want. He approached her slowly, his eyes narrowed.
You sure you can live up to your half of the bargain, Taryn? You can't make a guy a promise like that and expect him to go easy.
You've never gone easy.
I'm serious, Taryn. Don't make this deal unless you can stick to it.
I think I can handle whatever you've got in mind, Flintstone.
Well, we'll find out soon, won't we?
Smiling triumphantly, she took his hand. Don't forget, you've got to live up to your part of the deal first. Reluctantly, Trey allowed her to lead him back into the kitchen and over to the table. She nodded at the gifts, but he didn't select one. He felt a contrary mix of stupidity for what he was about to do, curiosity at what the gifts actually were, and horniness about the devilish deal he had just made. Rolling her eyes, Taryn picked up one of the small, gift-wrapped boxes and handed it to him. He stared at it for a full minute before making a tear in the wrapping, but then he stopped. Oddly enough, it wasn't because he still felt dumb, but because the anticipation was getting to him and he worried that he might actually enjoy the next few minutes. Like a big kid.
Black lace baby doll, black lace baby doll, he chanted to himself. And then he tore off the wrapping.
To his total surprise, he got some weird kind of rush. Before he knew it, he'd torn the paper from each and every one, and even felt a tiny bit disappointed to find that there were no more. He hadn't even minded opening the cards. It was kind of fun reading all the jokes in them. The gifts were actually pretty decent, especially the beer. Oh, and the sex toys for him to use on Taryn were definitely welcome. Although she hadn't seemed particularly happy with Dominic for buying those. Trey had been surprised that not only had she bought him a designer shirt and a new cell phone, but she had also gotten him a voucher for a Ferrari driving experience. With an experienced instructor, you can drive a Ferrari on a range of circuits at all kinds of ridiculous speeds that will have me panicking for you, she explained. It freaked Trey out that this female knew him better than he knew himself. He wouldn't have thought that such an experience would have appealed to him, but as he held the voucher in his hands, he felt a buzz of excitement. Leaning down, he nipped her bottom lip. It wasn't what anyone would call a proper thank you, but her self-satisfied smile indicated that she knew he was happy with the gifts. Now, that wasn't so bad, was it? She said, poking his chest.
I don't know why you insisted on all this, griped Greta. If he doesn't want to celebrate his birthday, he shouldn't have to.
Seeing that Taryn was staring at her, she growled.
What, hussy?
Taryn shook her head, as if to clear it. Sorry, I was just imagining you wearing a shock collar while I held the remote.
Oh, there she goes again, giving me attitude.
Not giving it, returning it. Knowing this could go on for a while if he didn't distract them, Trey pulled Taryn against him. He whispered into her ear.
Now for a preview of the black lace baby doll.
She shook her head, whispering, Oh no, not till later. Fun time first.
Fun.
Trey thought a few hours later, as he gazed up in disbelief. It was true he didn't know much about it, but he was pretty sure now that his and Taryn's ideas of fun were going to be very different.
I'm not going on that thing.
Taryn gaped as she heard the nervousness in his tone. Trey, you've got to be kidding me. It's a roller coaster.
It's a death trap, that's what it is.
And how she could say a roller coaster in the same tone that someone might use for the word kitten was beyond Trey's understanding.
I think we might have finally found something that can shake our alpha up, said Dante.
Trey scowled, running his gaze along his smirking enforcers.
I'm not scared of going on it. I'm just not convinced it's safe.
Marcus nodded, fighting fruitlessly to keep a straight face.
Sure.
There's no way I'm letting you go on that thing either, Trey told Taryn.
She snorted.
Just when I thought you might have realized you can't control me, you try it again.
She took his wrist and led him a little farther through the fairground entrance. Don't worry, Flintstone, that big bad ride's for later. We'll prep you first.
Prep me?
We'll take you on some other stuff first. Once all that adrenaline's pumping through your system, you'll be gearing to get on that ride. He snorted.
No amount of adrenaline will have me feeling suicidal.
In truth, he wasn't keen on going on any of the rides. He hadn't even wanted to come, but she had insisted he would love it, and she had been so excited that it was kind of contagious. Others from the pack had easily been infected, and before long, Trey found himself being pulled into the back seat of his Toyota to sit with his mate as she led him to his death, it seemed. Trey curled his arm around her and kept her close as they walked through the crowds, past tents, stalls, and sideshows. The tantalizing smells of cotton candy, popcorn, fries, hot dogs, burgers, onions, and donuts drifted through the air, making him suddenly feel hungry. Everywhere, brightly colored lights were blazing, flashing, and sparkling crazily. Screams, laughter, and a discordant mix of music came from every direction, irritating his wolf. There was really only one word to describe the place. Eccentric. Fairgrounds were eccentric. You'll like this. Trey followed Taryn's gaze, but couldn't see the ride itself due to the crowds. He arched a brow at the large, colorful sign above it.
What the hell are bumper cars?
You can't figure that out by yourself.
He smiled at how his tiny little mate was able to push past the throngs of people like she was as big as, well, as he was. Then she was pointing to a roofed metal, rectangular track on which several small electric cars surrounded by rubber bumpers and topped with large poles were dashing around and hurtling into each other.
You're supposed to crash into the others? On purpose?
Although his tone said he didn't see the logic in the ride, Taryn could feel that he was intrigued. It was kind of cute seeing her serious, intense mate like this. Usually he was so sure of himself and completely confident no matter his surroundings. A fairground, however, wasn't a place where anyone could easily maintain a serious air. People were helplessly drawn into the fun, even if it was just to laugh at other people making idiots out of themselves. She had known that Trey would be a little out of his element here, because this wasn't the kind of atmosphere he was used to. You're a boy. Boys like to crash things. You'll like it.
Taryn.
She held a hand up to halt his argument. See? Your total lack of enthusiasm just proves you need to learn to let go a little. You would have learned to during adolescence if you hadn't spent most of that time running a pack. Time to make up for that. Don't you realize that you missed a crucial part of your development as a person? He frowned.
I turned out all right.
Erections don't equal personal growth, Trey. Ryan's laugh didn't wash down well with Trey, especially since he was generally a grunter. Not wanting to admit that it did look kind of fun, Trey simply shrugged and gave a long-suffering sigh as he allowed her to drag him with her to join the line. Bouncing like little kids, Dante and his enforcers followed behind them, deciding whom they were going to pair with on the ride. Trey shouldn't have been surprised when Taryn took a separate car and shot him one of her come-get-me smiles. Oh, he chased after her all right. But then the sneaky little wildcat spun around and rammed right into the front of his car, laughing. And Trey found himself laughing along with her. The guys repeatedly came at him and Taryn as a group, and it amazed him how, even while in a car that was no smaller in size than the others, she still found a way to wriggle out whenever she was surrounded. "You liked it," said Taryn smugly when the ride ended and she made her way to him. He jiggled his head and locked his arm around her.
"It was all right."
Taryn chuckled and play-punched his chest. "Let's see what else we can find that's all right." Trey groaned and huffed, but inside he was actually a little eager to try something else. Of course his little mate had sensed that and pounced on it, dragging him on rides such as the Hurricane, the Pirate Ship, the Log Flume, the Ghost Train, the Ferris Wheel, the Orbiter, the Gravitron, and the Waltzer. Okay, the term dragging him was a little misleading. All she really had to do was point in the general direction of the ride, and he was there. She had been right. The adrenaline rush had him prepared to ride just about anything, except for the death trap. What Trey wasn't able to understand was how he had become addicted to trying to win prizes at the side stalls when it was obvious they were set up to make it practically impossible to win. Most of the prizes were crap, too, so logic should tell him not to waste his money or time, but he'd been drawn to them like pigs to shit. It hadn't been just him. The guys had also tried their luck repeatedly at ones like Coconut Shy, Hoopla, Cork Shooting, Tin Can Alley, Donkey Derby, and Ball in the Basket. Taryn had ended up with two bags full of cuddly toys in various sizes and colors, and a large, soft tiger that was almost as big as she was. As Marcus had found that highly amusing, or been the only one dumb enough to show that he found it highly amusing, Taryn had elected him as the one who would carry it.
"Whoa! Bucking Bronco!" announced Dominic.
All with hot dogs in hand, they followed Dominic as he dashed over to a large tent. Inside were two mechanical rodeo bulls covered in piebald blankets that had pieces of black leather for saddles stitched onto them.
"Come on, Taryn. You and me," Dominic smirked cockily. "Don't get me wrong, I already know I can hang on longest. I just want to watch you ride that thing."
Trey slapped the dirty pervert over the head.
"Hey!"
"Only be serious if you're happy to be beat by a girl," warned Taryn. She and Shia would play that for hours when they were kids. Both of them still held records that beat anyone else in Lance's pack. Dominic grinned impishly.
"I like it when the person I'm up against actually thinks they'll win. It's more fun that way."
Sighing, Taryn handed her hot dog to Trey for safekeeping.
"If you're so eager to humiliate yourself, I don't see why I shouldn't help you out with that."
"Oh, yeah, this will be a sight to see," Marcus drawled, laughing wickedly.
Trick nodded his agreement, laughing along with him. Knowing exactly what Marcus meant by that, Trey slapped both him and Trick over the head.
"What was that for?" complained Trick. "I didn't say anything."
"You didn't have to."
Trey's heart was in his throat the entire time he watched her being spun about and bounced and bucked, but he still laughed and cheered her on, and still got as horny as hell watching the way her body moved in sync with the bull as she maintained her balance, giving him a lot of dirty ideas to add to the many he already had. Eventually, a cursing Dominic fell to the soft mat, scowling and laughing at the same time. He didn't even bother to get up, just remained flat on his back.
"I only fell because I got distracted by your breasts. Could you tell them to stop looking at my eyes?"
"Idiot,"
she chuckled as she offered him her hand to pull him up.
"I've got a better idea. I'll stay here and you can sit on my face while I eat my way to your heart."
She groaned. "These dirty lines are getting worse. It's good for you that you're pretty." He laughed.
"You were awesome on that thing," Dante told her as she passed.
Ryan grunted his agreement.
"You can ride me like that anytime," Trey whispered into her ear when she was back at his side.
She laughed and gave him a mysterious smile, gladly letting him enfold her with his arms.
"How's the birthday boy?"
He smirked, cupping her ass.
"Hard as a rock, imagining what I'm going to do to you later."
Watching as his smirk turned mischievous, she narrowed her eyes.
"And what would that be?"
"You'll find out tonight. You know what being my sex toy means, don't you? It means you can't fight me. For that entire hour, you have to do exactly as I say."
Yes, she knew that. She also knew it would absolutely kill her.
"It's my gift to you. See? Birthdays can be fun."
His smirk widened.
"Oh, it'll be fun, baby. I can promise you that."
He already knew exactly what he was going to do to her and just how much she would be tempted to fight him. Hell, the evening couldn't come soon enough. Not liking that he was trying to make her nervous, she decided the teasing should go both ways.
"Oh my God. Oh my God."
She rasped into his ear. Pulling back, she smiled.
"Sorry, I was just practicing."
He pinched her ass.
"So, what's next?"
asked Ryan, before taking a swig of his cola. Tao smiled.
"We have to go in the funhouse."
So they did, and Trey could admit it was kind of fun. Then they strolled through the House of Mirrors, which he thought was the craziest and possibly also the dumbest thing ever. But he was too hyped up to give a shit that he had just wasted minutes out of his life looking at contortions of his own reflection, something he could do at home just by getting drunk. Engrossed in the act of sharing cotton candy with Taryn, the worst sharer ever, and occasionally licking some from her lips, Trey hadn't realized they were so close to the death trap until Dante spoke.
"Well, Trey, you up for this or what?"
Peering up, 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 and taking in all the steep drops, sharp curves, and stomach-churning loops, Trey shook his head. Hell no. It looked even more hazardous and rickety up close, not to mention the creaky, "I'm going to snap any moment" noises coming from it.
"I'll just stay here and hold the tiger in the bags."
"Oh, come on,"
implored Marcus.
"Yeah," said Taryn. "Come on."
Trey gave her a pointed look.
"You're not going on it either."
"You'll love it, I promise."
He snorted. "No, I won't, because I'll be dead."
She pressed herself against him, and instantly his arms went around her.
"Don't worry, I'll protect you."
"I'm not scared."
"Liars go to hell, remember?"
"Baby, look at that thing. It looks like there's only one screw holding the damn thing together."
She tugged on his t-shirt, as if that would somehow help her get through to him.
"It's supposed to look like that. Dangerous, exciting, thrilling."
"If almost dying gives you a thrill, I'll beat you bloody and rush you to the hospital."
Frustrated, Taryn slapped his chest.
"Buck up, Trey, it's just a ride. People go on it every day. People have been riding it tonight for hours."
"Maybe if we were at Disney World, then yeah, I'd feel confident that it was all put together right."
"Big Thunder Mountain Railroad has crashed something like 3 times, you know,"
interjected Trick, earning a scowl from Trey. She tugged on Trey's upper arm.
"Come on, voice of doom and gloom, let's go. You'll love it, I swear."
No, he wouldn't love it at all, and Trey was resolved that he wasn't going on that thing, until she tugged his head down to hers and whined,
"Please."
She even pouted her bottom lip. The transformation reminded him of when Puss in Boots from the Shrek movies went from trained killer to helpless kitten. And just for good measure, she ground against his cock, which was still semi-hard from having watched her on the rodeo bull.
"You're dangerous."
Wearing a self-satisfied smile, she kissed him smack on the lips.
"I knew you'd do me proud."
"Oh, I'll do you all right, as soon as we get home."
After a 20-minute wait, which gave him plenty of time to debate his decision and work himself up even more, he was taking a seat beside Taryn and reluctantly tugging down the padded bars to fit securely against his shoulders before connecting the thin little strap between his legs to the bars. He pulled, testing the fit, and found that there was a nice, big, life-threatening gap.
"This is loose.
Taryn rolled her eyes. It's supposed to be, or you'd suffocate. Look, mine's the same. When his eyes widened, she realized that was probably the worst thing she could have said.
It'll be fine.
The attendant gave the bars a pull and, satisfied, continued on to check the others. See? Fine.
You can't be serious.
If you'll just relax, you'll enjoy it. Really, you don't need to be.
I'm not scared, he snapped.
Trey, I understand that Macho Man law means you absolutely have to deny it, but
Taryn, you...
Abruptly, the ride came to life. She smiled reassuringly while patting his hand.
Just relax.
Relax?
If there wasn't so much damn noise, Trey would have informed her that she was dead either way. If the ride didn't kill her, he would, just because she wanted to ride the damn thing when her tiny body could easily slip out. Okay, maybe it couldn't easily slip out, but stranger things had happened, like the fact that he was even on this ride at all. Trey glanced at Taryn to find that, like the rest of the pack, who were all paired up in rows in front of them, she had her hands in the air as they slowly chugged up the steep hill. She was even glancing down at the view below and then admiring the scenery beyond it, as if she was just on a bus or something. Trey didn't do either. When he wasn't checking on Taryn, he was keeping his gaze focused straight ahead. "Did you ever see Final Destination 3?" Taryn asked, wearing a teasing smile. Trey didn't find it funny.
"You're a bitch."
"You say that like it's a bad thing."
"It is, and I'll be spanking your ass for it later."
"Promise?" Growling, he focused his gaze on the seats ahead of him. He wasn't sure whether it was a good thing or a bad thing when they finally reached the peak. The silence that suddenly hung over them as they paused there didn't help his nerves at all. And then they were falling. No, they were plummeting toward the ground, and the cool air was rushing up, stealing his breath. At the last moment, they sharply swerved, and then they were caught up in a series of twists, turns, loops, and bumps, and they were being jerked, shoved, squashed, and jostled. Then, just as quickly as it had begun, it was over. Taryn laughed and clapped along with the others, and then turned to Trey. He was, well, white. At least he wasn't green. He looked at her then. And although his scowl was there, his eyes were alight with the same lightheartedness she had seen whenever they played in the forest. "See? I told you that you'd love it."
"I'm still going to spank your ass."
Chapter 17. The little witch was stalling, Trey smiled to himself. 15 minutes ago, she had told him to get naked on the bed and wait for her, and then she had disappeared into the bathroom. Well, he was naked, and he was waiting, and he was so hard it hurt. He had been since the moment she told him she had a kinky piece of lingerie from Victoria's Secret. The only time his cock had given him a brief reprieve was when he went on that damn death trap. Now it was time for her to live up to her end of the bargain, and he had a feeling his mate was regretting having made it in the first place. He could feel that she was nervous. She should be. He had plenty in mind for her tonight. Now he would introduce her to his ideas of fun. Or he would if she would just come out of the damn bathroom.
"Ready yet, baby?"
"Almost," she replied from behind the door. Smiling, he asked,
"You're not thinking of backing out of our deal, are you?"
"Of course not," she snapped.
"Then get your ass in here."
After a good 30 seconds, the lock clicked open and she stepped into the room. His jaw hit the floor.
"Holy shit."
Her gorgeous breasts were spilling out of satin cups that were held in place by spaghetti straps. The baby doll had a loose-fitting skirt that fell to her upper thigh, barely hiding the matching black, lacy thong. Even better, the skirt split down the center, flashing him a strip of the velvety skin of her stomach. His wolf growled, wanting Trey to place her on her hands and knees and then fuck her until neither of them could move. He sat up and moved to the edge of the bed. His voice was taut with lust.
"Come here."
When she hesitated, he arched a brow and said sternly,
"You're my toy for the next hour, remember? You have to do as I say."
Damn caveman bastard. Anticipation, excitement, curiosity, and nervousness raged through Taryn as she went to stand between his legs. For a long moment, he didn't touch her, just caressed her entire body from head to toe with his gaze. The hunger in his eyes sent a bolt of heat through her, as if she wasn't hot enough just looking at him sitting there in his birthday suit. God, the man had one hell of a body. He was all muscle and power, with a raw sexuality emitting from him that captivated her wolf. Oh, yeah. It was a body that promised gratification, something he had already delivered plenty of times. Mine. All mine. His expression dared her to deny it, but she didn't.
Hands behind your back.
To his surprise, she immediately obeyed. He wondered just how long the good behavior would last.
Very good. Keep them there.
He slid his hands through the split in the skirt and shaped her waist, enjoying the feel of her soft skin beneath his fingers. Snaking his hands farther around, he dipped them to cup her ass while licking along the swell of her breasts. He loved her ass. It was firm and pert and fit just right in his hands, much like the breasts he was staring at.
I think I'd like better access to these.
He slipped his hands into the satin cups and scooped out her breasts. Perfect. A moan slipped out of Taryn as he curled his tongue around one of her nipples. He sucked, bit, licked, and grazed it with his teeth before moving on to the other. Goosebumps broke out over her skin when he pulled back and blew on both wet buds until they tightened painfully. Needing his mouth on them again to take away the ache, she swayed forward slightly and arched into him. The piece of shit spanked her ass instead.
Spread your legs a little for me. Good girl.
Without any preamble, he slipped a finger inside her and groaned when her muscles gripped it tight and moisture greeted it. He slowly thrust his finger in and out of her, watching her face the entire time, and the range of responses that played across it. Pleasure, need, frustration, restlessness.
Do you like that?
He frowned at her nod.
Give me the words, baby.
Yes, I like it.
Good girl.
Rewardingly, he drew a nipple into his mouth, while circling her clit with the thumb of the hand that was finger-fucking her. Then, he inserted another finger and gave her more of those lazy thrusts that never failed to drive her crazy. And that was the whole idea. He needed that nervous tension gone from her body, needed her mindless and so driven by the need to come that she wouldn't balk at those desires she pretended she didn't have. So he continued with the leisurely thrusts, occasionally curving to find her sweet spot. But then, slowing almost to a halt whenever she came close to climaxing.
Motherfucking son of a goddamn cocksucking bitch.
For the eighth time now, he had refused to let her come. Taryn considered breaking his nose, but that would mean she would need to take the time to heal him and it would only prolong things. As he well knew, she wasn't much into soft, slow, and savoring every minute. Right now, all she wanted was her mate to fuck her senseless. Was that really too much to ask? She was shaking with want and frustration, and the word please was actually on the edge of her tongue. Hell if she would say it, though. She gasped as he latched on her nipple again, sucking hard and sending a zing of bliss to her clit. She didn't realize she'd moved her hands and threaded them through his hair until he pulled back and gave her a warning look. Growling her annoyance, she clasped her hands behind her. She almost sobbed when, for the ninth time, he brought her to the edge but didn't allow her to topple over. It was official. He was evil.
Would you like to know what's going to happen next, baby?
Taryn's eyes widened as he slipped his hand behind his back and brought out a thin piece of rope. Just as he'd expected, she froze. He gave her a partially hard thrust with his fingers and pressed his thumb down on her clit, wrenching a moan from her.
Oh, yes, baby. I'm going to tie those hands behind your back while you suck me off.
The devious bastard. He'd purposely set out to get her into a desperate, mindless state where she wouldn't care about anything other than him letting her come. And it had worked. The submissive act wasn't making her bristle.
She was going to kill him, really, she was. Tomorrow. After he'd made her come half a dozen times. Then she'd kill him. You'd like that, wouldn't you, baby? You might not like that you want it, but you do. The dominant side of her was saying a resounding no, but that voice was buried below her overwhelming need to come. She'd be lying if she said she wasn't a little curious. Regardless of our deal, I won't force you. I'll never force you to do anything you don't want. But I know you're strong enough to do this. I wouldn't even suggest it if I didn't think you were. Again, he curved his fingers to target her sweet spot, making his thrusts cajoling. What do you think, baby? Shall we try? Swallowing hard, she eventually nodded. He bit her lip. You're nodding again. Give me the words.
Yes. I'll try.
That's my good girl. Taryn gasped as the fingers of his free hand abruptly tunneled into her hair, and his tongue drove into her mouth, stroking her own. As always, his kiss took her over, and he greedily drank her into himself. All she could do was kiss him back and cling to him, the only solid thing in her world just then. Finally, he pulled back. Turn around. Slowly, she did. That's it. Gently, he gathered her hands together and tied the rope around her wrists in a knot that was secure but not anything that would feel threatening to her. All done, baby. Once she was again facing him, he said, On your knees, Taryn. I want my cock in your mouth. I want you to suck me off while your hands are tied behind your back. This was not revving her engines, Taryn told herself, not one little bit. Obediently, hell, this obedience thing should be really pissing her off. She went to her knees and ran her tongue along the length of his cock from base to tip. She smiled at the sound of his groan. Holding his gaze, she licked the drop of pre-cum from the slit. He tapped her cheek lightly with his cock. Open up. He groaned when she finally took him into her mouth. Oh, yeah. That's it. You know how I like it. The sight of her down there with her lips wrapped around him and her breasts spilling out of her baby doll had him close to coming already. He wasn't going to last long. His climax was approaching fast. Roughly, he speared his fingers into her hair and began to guide her movements, urging her to suck faster. He tugged on her hair to the point of pain, knowing she liked it, feeling she liked it. I'm going to come, Taryn. Get ready. I want you to swallow it all. Both he and his wolf had wanted to mark his female, his mate, in this primitive way for months, had been craving it. A loud, guttural groan escaped him as his orgasm hit and jets of cum shot down her throat. It felt so good he was surprised he didn't pass out, especially since he'd been waiting to come all damn day. He pulled her to her feet and gently skimmed his thumb along her jawline. Very good. Now I think you deserve a reward. What do you think? If the reward involved coming, Taryn was game. Surprising her, he gently turned her and untied the knot, binding her wrists. Hell, he'd taken it easy on her, which didn't seem like Trey. When he swerved her to face him again, he massaged her wrists gently. Nothing sexual about it. Again, this did not seem like Trey. His mouth landed on hers, dominating her lips, as he slowly raised her arms above her head. She gasped as he again fastened the rope around her wrists, joining her hands as though in prayer. The sneaky fucker. Oh, this seemed like Trey. His dark, hooded gaze ensnared her as he spoke again, his voice ringing with dominance and power in a way that never failed to make her shiver. Her wolf loved it. I want you to go and lie back on the bed with your legs spread and your arms above your head. Can you do that for me? Did bears shit in the woods? Instantly, Taryn clambered onto the bed and did as he asked. Gorgeous. He gently breezed the tip of his finger through her slick folds. So wet for me. He loomed over her. Did you like sucking my cock, baby? Did you get off on it? When she only nodded, he arched a brow. I can't hear you.
Yes.
Without missing a beat, Trey dropped to his knees and buried his face between her legs.
Taryn bucked in surprise, groaning. He tormented her with his tongue, alternating between nibbling on her clit, swiping his tongue through her folds, and circling her entrance with that tongue, never delving inside. Instead of providing her with some measure of relief, he was only succeeding in working her into a frenzy.
I need to come.
Trey gave her a careless shrug.
I'm not done yet, baby. You'll just have to wait.
She kicked out at her asshole of a mate.
Don't be a jerk, Trey.
He pinned her with a look.
Are you going to keep still, or do I have to come all over you and leave you like this?
She cursed a blue streak at him, but he simply chuckled, sending vibrations through her clit, which he was teasingly flicking with the flat of his tongue. Then he was nibbling, licking, and stabbing her with that talented tongue, and she was moaning, whimpering, and crying out, unable to keep quiet.
I really, really need to come.
Good, because I'm ready to let you.
Instantly, he drove two fingers inside her and fucked her hard with them as he suckled on her clit. That was all it took. Her thighs squeezed his head as she came, screaming. He continued to deliver teasing licks to her clit, helping her ride out her orgasm until finally she slumped onto the mattress. He held her gaze as he sucked his fingers clean, groaning. The sex-crazed look on her face almost had Trey coming again.
I think my little bitch is ready to take my cock now.
Trey knelt on the bed and pulled her legs up straight against his chest. Holding her eyes, he rammed his cock inside her and began roughly pounding into her, knowing that was what she craved.
Tight, wet, hot, and all mine, aren't you, baby? You were made for me. The reason you exist is to take my cock inside you, isn't that right?
Taryn nodded, once again suppressing her reflex to challenge him. She could feel an orgasm ready to tear through her, and the last thing she wanted was for him to stop.
God, it was going to be a monster big one.
Then, abruptly, he slowed his pace and made his thrusts shallow.
Ugh!
She'd done everything he told her to do. She hadn't once complained. She hadn't spat any profanities at him. Well, not allowed anyway. Yet here he was, being a fucking prick.
Trey!
You didn't answer me, baby. You know I don't like it when you just nod. I'll ask again. The reason you exist is to take my cock inside you. Isn't that right?
She could absolutely kill him right now. How dare he treat her like a toy? Damn it. Why had she made that deal?
Yes! Now fuck me!
Then he was hammering into her again, and she was almost sobbing with the pleasure and pain of it, clasping at the bedsheet so hard she wouldn't be surprised if she tore it. Not that she could bring herself to care about that or anything other than the fevered pounding that he was subjecting her to.
Shall I fuck you harder, huh?
He gave her a painfully hard thrust.
Like that?
She nodded.
I can't hear you, Taryn.
Defiantly, she didn't answer. He stopped just as she was about to come.
Motherfucker.
Trey wasn't surprised when her upper body sprang up and she snapped those teeth at him. He tutted.
No, that wasn't very nice. Do you want to get fucked hard, yes or no?
What she wanted was to bite his cock off and beat him over the head with it. Tomorrow. She'd do that tomorrow.
Yes!
She growled.
Then lie back down. Don't move and take it.
At that, Trey began pounding into her at a frenzied pace that had her back arching and more husky cries escaping her throat.
God, he loved being inside her, loved seeing that spark of defiance in her eyes, and he loved feeling her come apart around him.
Using one arm to pin both her legs against his chest, he abruptly drove one finger into her ass. She cried out and bucked.
I need to come!
She wasn't the only one. Trey began drumming two fingers on her clit. Her muscles tightened around him again, and he groaned.
Let me feel you come all over my cock.
Seconds later, she exploded around him, screaming. Feeling her pleasure, as well as his own, had him coming so hard he saw spots.
Fuck.
Trey collapsed beside her. Breathing in her scent and kissing her neck softly, he asked,
You okay, baby?
That was all she could manage as she lay there panting, lacking the strength even to keep her eyes open.
Don't think you can go to sleep. I'm not done with this body yet.
He lapped at his mark.
You know what's coming next, don't you?
The words rumbled out of Trey as anticipation rushed through him.
I'm going to fuck this sweet ass.
Hell no. I don't want to know what a stuffed turkey feels like.
Or what it would feel like if it was alive while it was being stuffed. Her wolf didn't quite agree. Tramp.
Now, Taryn. You said I could do whatever I want to you tonight, and I want my cock in your ass.
She could pretend she didn't want this all she liked, but he could feel that she was intrigued, and he knew that she liked it whenever he finger-fucked her ass.
You can stay away from my ass.
She gasped in outrage as Trey flipped her over, pulled her ass in the air, and spanked both cheeks hard.
Hey!
Be still.
You'll slice me in half.
I'm your mate, Taryn. Your body was made to take mine. Anywhere I want.
I let you tie me up. Isn't that enough?
Draping himself over her, Trey spoke into her ear.
This is what's going to happen, Taryn. I'm going to finger fuck your ass to get you ready for me, and you'll like it. Whether you want to or not, you'll like it. You won't be able to help it. Then I'm going to sink my cock into your ass, and you'll love it, baby, and you'll want more. And I'll give you more. I'll give it to you hard and fast the way you'll want it, and you'll come screaming. I can promise you that.
Using his and her cum combined, Trey lubricated her ass with one finger, thrusting it in and out of her in a rhythm he found kind of hypnotic. When he added another finger, she jolted.
Shh, baby, I won't hurt you. You know I'd never hurt you.
At those words, she relaxed a little. He continued readying her with two fingers, and soon she was groaning and writhing, trying to counter his thrusts.
That's it. You like that?
She only nodded, but he didn't call her on it this time.
Hell, he was too fascinated with the sight of his fingers moving in and out of her ass to care.
When he added a third finger, and she groaned in pleasure rather than pain, he knew she was ready.
Thank God. Baby, I can't wait any longer.
He slowly withdrew his fingers and then pressed his cock into her ass.
Shh, relax. Let me in.
Releasing a long breath, she let the stiffness leave her body. He gave her back a soothing rub.
Good girl. Now push out as I push in.
Ignoring the urge to ram himself inside her, he fed her an inch of his cock at a time, careful not to hurt her.
Oh, baby, you have no idea how hot it is watching my cock disappear in your ass. God, Taryn, take more.
Finally, he was fully sheathed.
Fuck, that feels incredible.
He was right, it did, which surprised the hell out of Taryn, who had never felt so full in her life. Sure, it hurt, but it was a good hurt. The bite of pain only intensified the pleasure. He'd been right. Her body accommodated him, was made to accommodate him, wherever he wanted to take her. If only he would move.
Ready, baby?
Taking her moan as a yes, he slowly withdrew until only the head of his cock was inside, and then he slowly sank back in. A whimper escaped her.
Feel good?
She only nodded, but again he let it slide. Once Trey had given her a few more slow thrusts, she began to squirm restlessly.
You want more? You want harder?
She nodded.
Taryn?
She turned her head and met his gaze.
Yes! I want it harder.
Good girl.
Trey gave her what she wanted, rearing back and then plunging back inside. His thrusts were hard, but not hard enough to make her come. He knotted a hand into her hair and yanked her head back.
Tell me who you belong to, baby. Tell me.
You?
She rasped.
That's right. You're mine. All mine. My little bitch. My good girl. My mate.
And then he was plunging hard, deep, and fast into her ass, knowing she wanted it, knowing she loved it,
loved it so much she was rearing back to meet his thrusts. "Scream my name for me when you come, that's right." The combination of feeling how violent her orgasm was and hearing her scream his name quickly triggered his own orgasm.
"Son of a bitch!"
"My thoughts, exactly," thought Taryn. Chapter 18. Well, shit. Taryn plunked herself on the bathroom stool as utter shock overcame her entire being. Her breath started coming in short, shallow pants, and a slight tremor ran through her body. A cocktail of emotions swished through her, around her, over her, and she couldn't make any sense of them. A part of her wanted Trey, wanted his arms around her comforting her, but she knew that if she tried to stand, her legs wouldn't support her. She also knew that there was a very good chance that comfort wasn't what she would get. It was her full bladder that had woken her early and made her slip out of Trey's secure hold. As she stumbled her way into the bathroom, still half asleep, she found herself frowning as she became aware that something wasn't quite right. Nothing that set off any alarm bells, nothing that was making her wolf agitated or apprehensive. On the contrary, her wolf was extremely content, though maybe a little more on the alert than usual. Still, something was different, and it was pissing her off enough that Taryn began to snap out of her drowsy state. And then she understood. Her scent. It had changed again. For a second, she'd wondered if it was something to do with the bonding, but an age-old instinct surfaced and told her exactly why it was different. Pregnant. She was pregnant. Just how the hell had that happened? Okay, sure, she knew how, but she had been taking her pills on time. She hadn't missed a single one. The contraceptive pills, designed for shifters, were a lot stronger than those used by humans, and they were 99.9% foolproof. She realized that wasn't a guarantee, but no one expects to be in the 0.1%, do they? No wonder her wolf was so content. Now that the fog had cleared, Taryn found that she herself was happy. She had always wanted pups of her own, though she'd never dared to hope too strongly that it would ever happen. How could she not be happy to know that growing inside her was a little person who was half her and half the person she loved? Now Trey, on the other hand, there was no telling how he would react. In a few months, he had gone from wanting jack shit in terms of relationships to being partially bonded. That was a lot for someone like him. He might not feel ready yet. Hell, given Trey's nature, there was a chance he hadn't pictured ever having any kids. Not that Taryn would have agreed to never have any, but she would have agreed to give him time. It would hurt to find out he didn't want this baby. But that could very well be the case, and she knew she had to prepare herself for that. Mostly so that she could refrain from clawing his eyes out. It was amazing just how protective she already was of this unborn life. She wasn't sure how long she had sat there, planning what she would say and panicking as the right words wouldn't come. When she heard Trey call out her name, shit.
"I'll be out in a sec!"
Apparently, that wasn't good enough because she heard him rising from the bed and unsteadily making his way to the bathroom.
"Taryn, what's wrong?"
Great, so he had sensed her panic.
"Nothing, I'm fine!"
The door swung open, and, frowning at her, he stepped inside. He halted abruptly as his frown deepened and his nostrils flared. A few seconds later, his eyes widened and his mouth dropped open. There was no mistaking the smell of a pregnant wolf. She gave him a cautious, wobbly smile.
"Hi."
Although Trey had never had a way with words, he had never found himself knocked enough to be speechless. Until now. When he sensed her anxiety, he'd thought that maybe she'd had a nightmare or was worrying herself stupid about the challenge taking place tomorrow. What else was going to wake her up in a panic at 10 o'clock in the morning? The distinctive change in her scent had hit him immediately as he entered the room, but not harder than his understanding of what that meant. The sight of his little mate, huddled on the stool, as if bracing herself for a fierce impact, made something in his chest tighten. His reaction. She was bracing herself for his reaction. Her emotions were all over the place, but her primary emotion was happiness. She was happy,
scared and shocked, but happy. And she feared he wouldn't feel the same. His wolf bucked at the reins, wanting to be near her, to protect her, to hold her. Wanting the same and knowing he needed to say something, Trey went to her and squatted in front of the stool.
You're pregnant.
Oh, hell, he was getting worse with words if all he could do was state the obvious. Yeah. Pregnant. I've been taking my pills, but... She let the sentence trail off, shrugging.
I have no idea what to say, baby.
She smiled a little at his apologetic expression. I don't need you to say anything. I just need to know if you're okay with this. I can't sense anything from you.
That's probably because I'm numb.
Her small smile fell, and Trey wanted to kick himself.
No, I don't mean... He sighed. Baby, I don't know what I mean.
This, here and now, showed just how much of an unfeeling bastard he was. He was supposed to be over the fucking moon, wasn't he? Wasn't this supposed to be one of the top moments of his life? Here was his mate, telling him she was pregnant. Pregnant. His mate was pregnant. She was having a baby. His baby. His son or his daughter. And then the surreal quality of the situation cleared, and it actually sank in that, shit, Taryn was pregnant with his baby. Slowly he raised his hand and placed it on her stomach. A fierce sense of protectiveness surged through him, stealing his breath. Her half-smile returned, but it was forced and shaky. Even as she had a fragile look about her, there was pure steel there. She was ready to kick his ass if he said anything negative. He leaned forward and closed his mouth over hers, kissing her greedily, and suddenly became aware that, hey, he was happy about this. No more than happy. He was kind of excited. He rested his forehead against hers as he spoke.
If someone had told me a few months back that I'd soon be mated with a baby on the way, I'd have laughed my fucking head off. You changed everything, Taryn.
She knew he didn't mean it in a bad way. Still, she couldn't resist teasing him. Me? This is all me, is it?
All you. You've made me want things I never would have expected to want. Things I didn't think were in the cards for me.
He massaged her stomach gently.
Like him.
She arched a brow. Him? It could be a her.
I'm not going to be very good at the dad thing. You know that, right?
Taryn pinned him with a look as she cradled his face in her hands. You will be. I know you will be.
Baby, I don't know anything about being a dad. Mine was an asshole.
Exactly. Just do everything your dad didn't do. There was actually logic in that, he thought. He could work with logic. His gaze was drawn again to her flat stomach. So slender. She was so slender and so damn small. He didn't see how she could carry a baby inside that body and not snap in half with the strain. Sensing his fear that she might be hurt, Taryn kissed him softly. I'll be fine.
Nothing can happen to you, Taryn, he insisted.
Nothing will. I'll be fine. We'll be fine. He scrutinized her face as he asked in a low voice,
How does it feel to know you hold my sanity in your hands?
If he lost her, if she left his life, his mind would go right along with her. She smiled, brushing her nose against his. Trey, whatever makes you think that you're sane now? He chuckled, shaking his head. He nipped her bottom lip, then sucked it into his mouth, liking the way her eyes flared with lust. She was so responsive. It was enough to drive him crazy. He kissed her softly, denying her his tongue just to tease her.
You better be okay, baby, or I swear I'll blister your ass with the palm of my hand.
What about the pack? How do you think they'll all feel about the pregnancy?
There's only one way to find out.
When they stepped hand in hand into the kitchen half an hour later, they were greeted with the usual brief nods and smiles. Then everyone's nostrils flared, the chatter stopped, and all eyes zoomed in on Taryn, She knew the pregnancy was an extremely significant thing. For some reason, no one had yet been able to explain, wolf shifters couldn't produce their own offspring unless either their alpha pair or their beta pair had done so. Nature had really funny ways, in her opinion. Now that Taryn was pregnant, it meant that it was possible for Gray